This is a fun episode for me, a short one, but an area I'm fascinated with, AI, and how we can take this area that's exploding with possibility and incorporate it into our own home building companies. My team and I have been experimenting with different apps over a year now, some duds, some gems. I want to share a few of the best with you here on this episode. Hope y'all enjoy. This episode is brought to you by our brand partners, Quaker Windows, a company that we've integrated into our portfolio of construction. We are thrilled with the quality of this company's windows. We buy ours through a local vendor here in Austin called Grand Openings. They've got locations in different areas. Their leadership team here in Austin has assembled an incredible operation, a great company. We love working with them. We love buying these Quaker windows. They've got a really high quality suite that they offer. This episode is also brought to you by Sub-Zero Wool. We've been installing these appliances in our home almost exclusively for years now. And well, enough said, they've got enough recognition in the industry. You know, they're top-of-the-line appliances, and our customers absolutely love them. It's a huge brand enhancer for us. And before I go, I'd be remiss not to tell you about our Building Optimal shop, where we sell the systems and strategies that my company has created over 15 years and with a lot of trial and error. These are systems to help you scale both your size and your profitability. Home building is about X's and O's, and without world-class systems, you just cannot succeed. So if you are needing to upgrade some of your systems, check out the Building Optimal shop at buildingoptimal.com. A sincere thank you to our brand partners. Now, on to the episode. The first app I'll share is Matterport. Now, this one will take a little time and investment from someone on your team, but it's worth it. Or you can just hire someone in your city that does these Matterport tours, I'm almost positive, but that's going to cost you a little bit more. So Matterport is a camera and software company that will allow you to grab virtual walkthroughs of your entire home, interior and exterior. You can then upload the video to the web, add tags, notes, and markers, and do full virtual walkthroughs. For builders, I see two strong value propositions. The first are walkthroughs during construction as like a time capsule to see exactly how things looked before you covered up the walls, for example. And the second is after the home's complete to make a marketing piece for the home. It's just a really cool experience to see for clients or potential buyers. I believe there's a suite of cameras that you can get, ranging from a few hundred dollars to a few thousand dollars. We started with the cheaper version, and we have since upgraded to the more expensive one. But if you want a cheaper jumping off point, then you can get started for just a few hundred bucks. Another app that we're loving is Beautiful.ai. This app makes really professional looking presentations with graphics and charts. It's got a really intuitive, intelligent system behind it. We use this for investor presentations, client presentations, really any presentation that you want to look professional and you don't want to have to hire a designer. This could be a good option. Next app, the OG, ChatGPT, of course. This one is worth a paid subscription to get version ChatGPT-4. It's just so powerful. There's a ton of plugins that you can add. You can even create these specific GPTs with your company's voice, which we've been experimenting with lately. And you can teach the GPT the branding and culture of your company so that it creates things such as copywriting within your company's branding and marketing guidelines. Really impressive stuff. My marketing team created a short, inexpensive guide that's available at the Building Optimal shop to help you get your own GPT trained up. If you'd like that, if that could be beneficial, but I'm sure you can also do some digging online and figure it out other ways. Another thing my marketing manager does with ChatGPT, he uses it for data analysis, research, list goes on. The only thing I'll say is when it comes to research, ChatGPT doesn't show sources, which I'm not crazy about. And I also feel like it has a little bit of a positivity bias to it when you ask it for input on different topics. So I like to cross-reference it with another AI, perplexity.ai, which I think is a more robust platform for research, especially because it actually lists its sources that it finds online. Okay, another app. If you have any need to create logos for projects or communities or whatever may be the need, Looka.com, that's Looka.com. I've experimented with different logo apps, and they're just really underwhelming at the moment. But this platform has a great interface that allows you to create and then make thousands of iterations on the different design that you want. I've made a few designs through this service and have been really pleased thus far. All right, before I wrap this up, here is one bonus. I'm not even sure this is technically an AI-driven app, maybe so, but I just have to share it regardless. Matter, M-A-T-T-E-R. You can find it on the App Store. And it's basically, it has different voices, all extremely realistic and non-robotic, that read articles that you upload into it. You can also read emails and newsletters. So if you're short on time, you can upload whatever it is that you prefer to listen to rather than read. And this app will do it for you with a really realistic human sounding voice with the proper intonation and all that stuff. Really, really nice. So at the moment, I'm listening to Brian Potter's construction physics newsletters through this app, which tend to be a little bit longer form reads. It's been a great experience thus far. All right, that's it. Told you it'd be a short episode. Hope everybody is well.